This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. 13 Pentecost _ Sun _ CE. First posted August 22, 2010. Jeremiah 23:23-29. God's Omnipresence. Psalm 82. God's Judgment on Idolatry. Hebrews 12:1-13. Spiritual Discipline. Luke 12:49-53. The Coming Judgment. Jeremiah Paraphrase. God is both near to us individually, and also present everywhere throughout the universe at all times. There is no place one can hide so that God cannot see him. God has heard the lies of false prophets who lie in his name, saying that they have had a dream. How long will false prophets continue to lie, who lie from their own deceitful hearts and try to make God's people forget God's name by their lies, as their fathers forgot God's name in exchange for Baal? Let the false prophets tell their dreams, but let him who has God's word speak it faithfully. Can straw compare to wheat? God's word is like fire, and like a hammer which shatters rock. Some background: in the ancient Near East, it was believed that the world was ruled by a council of gods. The psalmist visualized God standing in the midst of that council and pronouncing judgment upon all the others. Some paraphrase: in the divine council, God has taken his place and holds judgment in the midst of the other gods. He condemns them for judging unjustly and showing partiality to the wicked. He commands them to give justice to the weak and fatherless, and to uphold the right of the destitute and afflicted. They are to rescue the needy and powerless from the power of the wicked. The gods of the council lack knowledge and understanding. They go about in darkness, and as a result the foundations of earth have been shaken. Because they govern unjustly, they will all perish like any mortal and any human ruler, even though they are sons of God. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for to thee belong all the nations. Psalm 82:8. Hebrews paraphrase: we are surrounded a great cloud of witnesses. Those who have succeeded at discipleship and have gone on to God's eternal kingdom, as exemplified in Hebrews 11. So we need to put away anything that would interfere with our participation, and persevere in the race set before us, recalling the example of Jesus, who is the pioneer, trailblazer, and perfecter of demonstrator of perfect faith spiritual maturity. He hated the shame of the cross, but he endured it because he focused on the joy that was promised him through it. And so he is enthroned at the right hand of God. Let us reflect on the hostility he had to endure from sinners, then we will not grow faint-hearted and weary. After all, we have not had to resist to the point of shedding our own blood. And let us not forget that, as his children, God exhorts us not ignore the discipline of the Lord, nor become discouraged when punished by him. Everyone he loves, he disciplines, and he chastises all whom he receives. Quote from Proverbs 3:11-12. We must endure for the sake of discipline. He is treating us as his children. After all, good earthly fathers discipline their children. Those who are not disciplined are illegitimate, not true children. All the children of God have participated in discipline. Our earthly fathers disciplined us and we respected them. Shall we not more readily submit to our spiritual father and gain eternal life? Our earthly fathers disciplined us to suit themselves, but our heavenly father disciplines us for our good, so that we can share in his holiness. All discipline seems unpleasant at the moment, but later on, it produces a harvest of righteousness to those who have allowed themselves to be trained by it. Luke paraphrase: Jesus declared that he had come into the world to cast the fire of judgment upon it, and he wished that the blaze had already been kindled. Jesus knew that he had a baptism, a commission from God, to fulfill, and he felt restricted by that obligation until it was accomplished. Jesus had come not to bring peace on earth, but division. There would be division between members within households, and division between the closest personal relationships, for example, father versus son, mother versus daughter, and mother-in-law versus daughter-in-law. Commentary: the meaning and purpose of life in this world is to seek and find God and have fellowship with him. Acts 17:26-27. God has always intended to establish an eternal kingdom of his people who willingly choose to trust and obey him. God has designed creation to allow for the possibility of sin disobedience of God's word, so that we will have the freedom to choose whether to trust and obey God. But God is not willing to tolerate disobedience and rebellion forever, or at all in his eternal kingdom, so God has placed a time limit on creation and on we ourselves. We are all born physically alive but spiritually unborn. This lifetime is our one and only opportunity to be spiritually born again to eternal life. That is only possible through faith, obedient trust in Jesus Christ by the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which only Jesus gives, John 1:31-34, only to his disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, to Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9-11, 15-16. God's word contains both great promises and ominous warnings. Those warnings are intended to help us avoid the consequences of disobedience of God's word. God's discipline is intended to help us grow to spiritual maturity at the day of judgment, so that we can live in fellowship with him in his eternal kingdom. There is a day of judgment coming when Christ returns to judge the living, quickened, and the dead in both the physical and spiritual senses, 1 Peter 4:5, John 5:28-28. Everyone who has ever lived on earth will be accountable for what each has individually done in this lifetime. Jesus is God's one and only provision for our forgiveness and salvation from eternal condemnation. Those who have accepted Jesus as Lord and have trusted and obeyed Jesus will enter eternal life in heaven. Those who have rejected Jesus and have refused or failed to trust and obey Jesus will be condemned eternal destruction in hell with all evil, Matthew 25:31-46, to Thessalonians 1:5-10. We can't do evil in secret. God knows everything we do. When Christ returns, people will be faming with fear, Luke 21:26, and will try to hide from judgment, but there will be nowhere to go to escape, Luke 23:30. On the day of judgment it will be too late to change our eternal destinies. No one can be certain to live tomorrow. Today is the day of salvation, to Corinthians 6:2. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed, Acts 19:2? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands, Matthew 28:18-20? Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity, 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14?